What opinion will you defend like this? A whole sea of people have one opinion.
Monarchy is the only form of government that truly matters. It's the best form of government, and not only is it the best, but factually so, it's the most effective and the one that best aligns with nature itself. Equality is a lie, and democracy is an illusion. I'll explain why this is. Equality and democracy follows human nature. Monarchy follows nature, and only nature. This is because nature is hierarchical, and monarchy, as a hierarchical structure of government, aligns itself with nature like a mirror. To even say that this is a political statement or a propaganda is such an oxymoron, and I will never understand why people will ever say that monarchy is outdated, because monarchy itself is nature and nature is hierarchical. If humanity experienced an apocalyptic event where there is no ruler or no social class and society had descended into absolute and complete anarchy, the first type of government to naturally form would always be a monarchy. And if it's not monarchy, it usually is a strongman dictatorship, which usually becomes a monarchy anyway, because of the fact that monarchy is driven by class, power, and intellect, as well as discipline and order. This is because survival drives hierarchy. The reason why prime ministers, presidents, or even democracy as a whole exists is because of the following: denial, delusion, and sensitivity. People will always be people, meaning that they refuse to accept the fact that there's always going to be someone who is deserving to be a unifying head and a central power to humanity. What they do instead is they elect members into parliament, which is something that people will never ever do if society were to fall under an anarchy. You can't just vote people in, it'll take way too long. No, someone will claim power and someone else will try to fight the power and it'll become a competition. That is what monarchy is. That is the basis and the premise of monarchy. People have now deluded themselves into thinking that they can replace kings and queens. Instead of accepting the fact that power, true sovereign power, comes from above, meaning dynasty, God, and tradition, they have instead deluded themselves into believing that power and sovereignty comes from below, such as votes, or cabinets, or party, or whatever political party you're part of. The need for a monarch never went away. So instead of actually crowning a monarch, they actually created artificial ones. Ones that will only rule for 4 years, then have to vote themselves into power again. That is not how nature works. There is a reason why the sun is at the center of the solar system and every single planet is orbiting it. There is a reason why the sun is orbiting the center of the galaxy. There is a reason why in a pack of wolves, there's always an alpha male or female. There is a reason why in insect worlds such as bees and ants, there's always a queen bee or a queen ant. There is a reason why lions have a dominant male in the pride. And even in the human world, there is a reason why companies will collapse without a proper or without a CEO at all. These aren't mere coincidences. These are the powers of nature putting into practice. And the best part is, all of these things that I just mentioned about the queen bee, about the center of the solar system, about pack of wolves, and about the fact that businesses will fail without a proper CEO, they all have one thing in common. None of them were voted into power. The truth is right there in front of you, and you're failing to see it. Humanity is failing to see it. And that truth is, true leadership is not granted by the masses. It is inherent, natural, and recognized, respectfully and divinely. I repeat, the queen bee was not voted to be a queen by the ants. She was queen from birth, biologically. What's also very important to note is that all of these are absolute power and leadership. Meaning to say, when I say that monarchy is the best form of government, I really mean absolute monarchy, where the monarch has full, complete power and rule over their kingdom, all humanity and society. Democracy and equality are extremely dangerous human qualities that we must eradicate as soon as possible. This also goes without saying that if you are Christian and you're not a monarchist, you're actually not really Christian. When God said that we are made under his own image and likeness, he never said the word equal. He never said we were equal. He only said we were all human. That is our unifying quality, not equality. Not once is the word equality mentioned in any scripture, be it the Bible, the Quran, or even the Torah. In any and every religion, monarchy is always the baseline premise of the structure and their history. The sentiment behind every verse, behind every story, and behind every single history book is always monarchy. The very sad reality is, with the current state of the world right now, where presidents and prime ministers are the primary leaders of society, this is what you're really experiencing. You are witnessing a time where people are replacing stability with chaos, unity with division, and sacred authority with cheap imitations. And when I say the word cheap, this is what I mean. A monarch's rule and power is legitimized by the fact that they are God anointed. When I say God anointed, it means that every single thing they do is within the premise of something sacred above them, a divine purpose and a divine calling. This quality is always present in every single monarchy that you will ever observe, through the decorum, the extreme discipline, and the politeness and the etiquette that every single royal and monarch show in public. A president or prime minister's power is legitimized by nothing sacred at all. Instead, they are legitimized by votes, popularity, parties, ambition, money, and influence, and most dangerously of all, short-term gain and propaganda. What's even worse is that every single prime minister or president you'll ever see in the media, you do not know who they were before they came into power. That is terrifying in itself. Democracy is the ruling vessel that actually allows presidents and prime ministers to exist at all. Democracy is a form of political system where the rulers are the people. Democracy's power is legitimized by numbers, which is essentially whatever or whoever gets the most amount of votes. Democracy is not only a civil war, but it is also an apocalyptic event waiting to happen, and I'll explain why. This is because under a democracy, even the most best and the most secure and the most reliable system of democracy you can ever think of will always have this quality that is called the tyranny of majority. Tyranny of the majority literally turns power into numbers, and that's it. Ignoring truth, justice, and nature. Ignoring virtue and class. Democracy is mob instincts. That is what it is in a nutshell. The most powerful thing about a monarchy is it's designed to be overthrown at the very first sign of tyranny. The most powerful lessons monarchy can teach us is this. The first rule of leadership is everything is your fault, and with great power comes great responsibility. These weren't just movie quotes or things that you can get from kids' movies. These are sentiments that originated from the basis of monarchy. Under an absolute monarchy, if there is a problem in the society or humanity, the source of the problem is as clear as day. And it's also the versatility and the liquidity of monarchy that allows it to adapt to certain things in nature. For example, now we have a constitutional monarchy, a monarchy that is designed to actually adapt to democracy. This is not an opinion, by the way. Monarchy will always endure. Monarchy will always get back on its own two feet, and monarchy will always become absolute at one point or the other. This is because monarchy isn't progression, unlike woke people will say. Monarchy follows nature, and nature simply is. Nature has downsides, nature has upsides. Nature is change. Nothing in life is permanent but change, and monarchy is designed explicitly to truly embody that. Presidents and prime ministers, on the other hand, they are not designed to be like that at all. They are designed to be permanent, and that's what makes it so dangerous. And this is, quite frankly, very evil, because prime ministers and presidents, they give the illusion of temporary and impermanence to the fact that leaders will rule for 4 years in office and then an election will happen again. This is the trap they sell you. The illusion of rotation masks a highly dangerous truth, an endless network of classless elites, propaganda, and agenda will continue to ravage through. Democracy repackages authority endlessly, unlike a monarchy. The very system of monarchy is not permanent. That is why dynasties, entire dynasties fall, entire empires fall, entire monarchies are killed and beheaded, and entire systems of power are overthrown in the monarchy. When compared to a prime minister and a president, the system itself is designed to persist indefinitely. But here's where the magic occurs. That very mentality is the downfall of presidency and prime ministers. When you legitimize power through ego, agenda, propaganda, and elections, that is what you'll get. There is so much more I need to say in this video, but time is running out. But I will say this, there is a reason why every single monarch is born privileged. They are hyper-observed, they are born, trained, and groomed to rule. You do not know who a prime minister and president is before they come into power. If you're not a monarchist by now, I don't know what else to say.